Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Navy Wife Radio. You're listening to Wendy and Marie. We're here live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern or on demand at NavyWifeTalkRadio.com. Tonight, we're taking your calls live as we welcome a special guest. Laugh, learn, and relate with us. It's the Subwives on Navy Wife Radio.
Hey, this is Seawolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Wendy and Marie on Navy Wife Radio, SubmarineWife.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Wendy and Marie on Navy Wife Radio, brought to you by SubmarineWife.com. Today is July 26th, 2007. Our show is being sponsored by AskTheChief.com, helping sailors by answering their questions since 2002. So head on over to AskTheChief.com and ask your Navy question today. Hey, Marie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing very good.
I hear you're having storms and stuff over there.
We are having storms, and we lost all kinds of power, and now we have power, and but I'm here. And now we have internet, and I found everything that I was missing, so I'm doing pretty well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I want to welcome everyone who's listening to us tonight live on the show. Blog Talk Radio did an awesome job about promoting our show tonight. I'm so excited.
Yes, they did. I saw that.
So what's going on with you today?
You know, well, between the last show, which was only 2 days ago, and tonight's show.
I know.
We originally had plans to remodel some things, and I decided that I got kind of bored of waiting. So while my husband was at work, and he's not at the sea, he was just at the office today, and I decided to start taking out a section of cabinets, which if you value your friendship with your husband and your marriage, you probably shouldn't do. I don't recommend doing, because he came home and there was a whole section missing, and I don't think he was very happy because he didn't speak to me for a while. But
I mean, that's kind of crazy. I mean, there's a movie where the girl does that while her husband's gone. I can't think of what it is.
You know, it would have been different if he was out to sea and I could have claimed boredom or just trying to get the project started. But, I mean, he was just at work until, you know, 5 o'clock. So I really can't claim any of that.
Oh, God.
I just was really tired of hearing, yeah, we're going to do it, So I decided just to start it. And then, after I did that, I told him, you know, because we were planning on remodeling our kitchen and redoing our floors. And I said, well, you know, we should just go ahead and do the floors. And he looked at me again like I was crazy. But then I was really serious and tried showing him, well, look, it'd be really easy. And I lifted up the corner of the carpet where I'd taken out.
And everything's like, yes, already half dismantled.
Exactly. So you know what? We took out all of our carpeting out of the great, not our bedrooms, but out of our great room and dining area.
I'm so glad that you were able to, like, take a break and you know what I mean? From all the home improving, we went through that, like, I don't know, has it been a year and a half already since we did
it? It has.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, I'm glad you're here, Marie, because we have a big show. We have a huge show.
Well, we're taking a break, so, yeah, I just want everyone to know that my floor right now, since I am not a procrastinator, instead I just do things on, you know, just a moment's notice, I am now walking on concrete floors in my living room and my dining room and kitchen until we pick a tile, because I was a little anxious, I think, a little premature with my decision-making skills, and we now don't have flooring. So now we have to go hurry up and buy something, which is good, right? I mean, I helped it along.
So if for those of you that are listening that know Marie, now's a good time to go and visit.
Yeah.
Say, hey.
You want to come on over? Hey, you can come make a mess. Bring your kids.
You'll be like, you can't come over right now.
It's so funny because you
can help you lay tile.
You can absolutely come. Come on, we'll have a party because I told my kids that they could finger paint in the living room now and they could do all kinds of cool things inside and because there's concrete. So I figured we might as well have a little fun before we lay the tile. So, and if anyone has any tips on laying tile, message me.
I know it's fun, but it's a big, big, big job. Okay, so I want to tell everybody what we have on the show. We are so excited. We have Sally Pressman coming on the show. She plays the character Roxy, which everyone loves and is like, I think if we took a poll, everyone would say
she's the favorite.
I hate, yeah. Sorry if we offend anybody by that, but I really think she is.
Oh, no, I don't think we're offending anybody. It's just her personality type, and we were all once her.
We were
all once that new wife that had no idea what every acronym meant and why they said certain things and why they did things a certain way. And we all asked those questions, what we consider now, you know, the silly questions. But
exactly.
Then they were real questions.
So she's going to be here in just a little bit. I want to tell everybody. And then, so hold on, she's coming. And then we're supposed to have Thomas Anderson call in later towards the last half of the show. And he is the singer-songwriter who wrote the very cool song, Is This Love, which is always playing on Army Wives. So,
yes, I love that song.
I do too. And that's one great thing about the show. Not only is, you know, like Sally, you know, she, all of her her script, she gets the best dialogue, I think. I mean, the writers do a good job with her.
Well, I think
but
she's just the most fun.
They also pick great music, don't you think? I mean,
yes.
The music on the show is awesome. That's one of the things that's definitely my favorite. So they're both going to be here. So we're going to take your calls while they're here. And we don't always open our phone lines. So this is a kind of a neat opportunity for you. So if you're listening and you have a comment or a question, you can call into our number. And Marie, you want to do the OPSEC stuff and the phone
yes.
stuff?
Yes, and I'm going to post the phone number, too, on our screen name. Under our screen name, I'm going to post the phone number.
Okay, cool.
But first, let me read OPSEC. The OPSEC is whenever posting, whenever sending us a comment message, posting on our website, writing in on the instant messenger, or calling in on the phone line. We ask all spouses, all active duty, to observe these rules. And that is, please no discussion of boat movement, dates, boat names, port calls, destinations, mail jobs, homecomings, people's names in conjunction with the boat. No spreading rumors, no causing hate and discontent. And in regards to OPSEC, our posts may not always be in present time. Example, if we are writing a blog about deployment over on Submarine Wife, and that doesn't mean that our husband is actually deployed. If we write about a current situation, such as dry dock, shift work, refit, we will wait to post these because we never want to write about the boat's current condition or status. So if you read these posts, we have waited to post them, and we just ask that you guys do the same and use the same, you know, OPSEC rules whenever you're posting. Especially remember this on if you have a MySpace page or your own website. We have a lot of problems with that on our MySpace. I wanted to say that people will put, you know, homecoming tickers, and they might just be writing about, oh, my husband's doing this and he's on this boat, and they give his full name description. That's really dangerous. So that's why we ask that you guys all follow these rules.
Yes. Yes, we ask that. So thank you very much, Marie, for sharing.
Oh, and the phone number.
Our phone number. Yeah.
Phone number is 1-646-652-4629. Again, that's 1-646-652-4629. Our Yahoo and AOL Instant Messenger, our screen name, is Navy Wife Radio, all one word. That's Navy Wife Radio. And I'm going to put on our message right now under our, you know, I think they have like its little current status underneath the
yes.
name. So when you guys log on to Yahoo right now, I'm going to change our status to the phone number so you can call in.
And I have AOL up, and Marie has
Yahoo
up. So just so you know who you're talking to when you IM. And that's
but
a
if you confuse
to...
us, that's okay. Get a lot of that.
That's okay, yeah, too. I know Eric, he likes to IM us from the sub report. He's crazy, and he, yeah.
He's not crazy, he's special.
Yeah, he doesn't care who he's talking to as long as he's, yeah, just being an instigator, so.
Instigator's a good word.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's how you can contact us through the show, and we'll repeat that info a little bit later, too. I wanted to tell everybody a hot news item of the week that I found over at news.navy.mil. And I picked this one because it's from Mayport,
ooh,
which is like, yeah, your backyard. And it's dated July 26th. The decommissioned aircraft carrier John F. Kennedy departed Naval Station Mayport en route to Norfolk, Virginia, homeported at Naval Station Mayport since 1995. The ship will be towed to Hampton Roads until the ship can be transferred to the Navy Inactive Ship Maintenance Facility in Philadelphia. So, yes, the Kennedy is
big
on
John.
Its way out. I know. Isn't that something?
It is. Now, what is their plan? Do we know what their plan is for replacing it?
You know, I don't know. I don't really know.
I know there's a lot
of really
talk.
Cool picture on the website that people can go and check out. I know it's not submarines, but, you know, it's Navy, so I almost thought it on ours just because it was
Well, it's Navy, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. We might see that still.
I do know that they are trying to take that base and make it, you know, nuclear capable so that they can have, you know, all of our nuclear powered ships and subs there.
Right.
That would be exciting. I hope they do. More port destinations.
I agree. Well, they always say, like, the detailers, you know, I've always heard this rumor, like, when you go into, like, you want to go to Jacksonville, the big, you know, thing they always say is Jacksonville does not exist because everybody wants to go there.
That's funny.
Don't even ask. It doesn't exist because it's so hard to get orders there. So.
Well, for a lot of people, I guess, living here, you know, is a highlight. I mean, if you come from a lot of other places, you know, I mean, you could have here, you could have, not that, you know, Washington and Groton aren't, you know, great for their own reasons, but a lot of people like that whole beach thing. So
yeah.
Warm weather, sunshine, and palm trees. Can't blame them.
The other thing I wanted to tell people, too, is today I had to go on base and do some stuff, and I stopped into our Fleet and Family Support Center.
Yes.
And I wanted to say that they had copies of Military Spouse magazine there. So
yes.
If you have not, I bet the editor, co-founder, will be here in a few weeks. And if you have not picked up that magazine, I know it's hard to find. You pretty much have to subscribe to it in order to get it, but an easy way that you can do is check out your Family Fleet Support Center or call and see if they have it. And, then
and request
go.
It if they don't.
Yeah, and it's a free copy there, so you can go and get an issue and read it and determine if it's something you want to subscribe to. So go and check that out. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, Military Spouse Magazine at your Fleet and Family Support Center. So, all right, Marie. Well, I think we're ready to start the show. We're gonna bring Sally on. And we're going to do it right after this quick break. And then hopefully during our interview, Thomas is going to call in, like, towards the end of the interview. So we'll just take his call whenever he happens to call in.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio.
Here we go. Here we go. This is the Chief from AskTheChief.com, and you're listening to Wendy and Marie on Navy Wife Radio. If you have a Navy-related question, visit our website at AskTheChief.com. Where we've been keeping sailors informed for over 5 years now.
All right, welcome back, everyone. I think we have Sally on the line. Sally, are you there?
I am.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sally.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're great. You kind of broke up there a little bit, but we're doing great. It's so
I know.
Cool
I heard
my voice.
Oh. I hear some bad feedback. Uh-oh. Should I call back in?
We'll see if it clears, and then we'll go
okay.
from there, I guess. But
we're pretty laid back. We can handle a little static.
I hear my voice in, like, the Wizard of Oz, like, feedback behind me. I'm like, oh, God, that sounds terrible. I think it's going away now, slightly.
Okay, well,
can
if it doesn't go away.
Can you guys hear me well, or is it still breaking up?
Oh, no, we can hear you just fine.
Yeah, we can
okay.
hear you fine, but if it's bothering you and you want to, you know, if we continue and it doesn't clear up and you want to say, hey, can I call right back, that's fine, too.
Okay, I don't hear it anymore. I'm glad you didn't hear that evil voice behind me because I certainly did.
Well, we've had such a great reception to, you know, wives, you know, leaving us comments and messaging us saying, oh, we're so excited that Sally's going to be on the show. We just love her character. So
that's
thank
so
you
great.
For the time to come on our show. We know you're busy.
Oh, of
and,
course.
Yeah.
No, thank you guys so much for having me. It's such an honor to be invited on this show. It means a lot to me.
Well,
so
great.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, thank you. I wanted to ask you, do you have, I mean, I know you're playing this, you know, Roxy character. What is your military experience, if you have any, like in your family or anything like that?
I have absolutely none. Which
I love that.
Which I think is the thing that helped me the most with Roxy is the fact that neither one of us has any idea. You know, she's asking the acronyms in that opening scene, and I was like, yeah, I have the same questions. What do those mean? Good question. So, it, you know, a lot of people will ask whether I did any research for the part, and I think that I didn't do any because I think that would have been a disservice to her, you know, because she doesn't know anything, and so I would have known more than she did. But since starting to play the part, it's the world of Army Wives and Navy Wives and just soldiers' wives is something that I think about every day that I wake up, whereas it wasn't something in my consciousness beforehand. So,
well, yeah, I've often heard, you know, people always say, either you know, most people in your life are military, like you're either in it or you have no, it's completely
you're in or out.
You don't know anyone.
Yeah, 100% in or 100% out. That's exactly right. I totally agree. And you know, what I love about this show is that Army wives and not Army wives or military wives and not military wives are watching it alike. And I like that for the most part we're getting support and encouragement and positive feedback from both sides. You know, for me it's very important that you guys appreciate it too and that you feel like we're doing a service to your stories and to your lives. And it's also very important for just civilian women and men to enjoy it as well, because just like me, they don't really think about it on a day-to-day basis, and now it's something that is in there every day. You know, it's something that they're aware of now.
Well, just to let you know how our show works, too, we have lots of wives, lots of military spouses listening right now live, and they IM us questions over Yahoo and AOL. So we have one of the ladies right now, her name is Katie H., and she wants to know what, if any, of yourself do you see in Roxy? Besides being clueless about acronyms and all that stuff.
Besides not having any military experience.
Besides all that.
I think that a lot of her personality is my personality, and I think that that's what helped me get the part. I'm very outspoken, almost to a fault sometimes. I think that, you know, the words come out of my mouth way before my brain has the time to filter them out. And so I think that she and I put our foot in our mouths often. I also have... I feel like Roxy's very, very loyal, and I think that it comes across that she's got a really good heart and that she cares about people, and she really does want to do the right thing in almost every instance. And I'd like to think that I am that way, and I think that most of my friends and family and people around me would say that I am very loyal. And, you know, I have a sense of humor, and that's what I love about her, too, is that a huge part of the way that she deals, that Roxy deals in life is a sense of humor and trying to find the funny and trying to find the bright, you know, because so much of life is dark, you know, in her past and also in her present in as a military wife. A lot of it is traumatic and dark, and I think that she tries to find the light a lot. And I love to see that in her, and I strive for that myself. So,
well, see, I think then you'd make a wonderful military spouse, because I think that those are the two characteristics that we've all learned to have, is a really great sense of humor, because if you can't laugh at it, you're going to end up crying.
Exactly.
And then the other thing is just the camaraderie. I mean, you know, even in the other characters, you know, the not-so-friendly wives, there's still a camaraderie.
Yes. Definitely.
And so you guys have portrayed
that
very well.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, our ability to portray that comes from the fact that we all do really get along in real life just so well. I mean, we have such a great time together, all of us. So that's very important in the chemistry coming across on screen, too.
Well, it's definitely there. You guys look like friends.
Well, we are, so I'm glad that that's coming across.
Well, I wanted to know, when you found out, I'm going to backtrack just a little, when you found out you got the role, how did you find out, and what was that like for you?
Well, there's a big, big, big audition process, and there are a number of different stages that you go through. In each stage, you kind of meet more people, and then you meet more important people, and So I met with the casting director first, and then Catherine Fugier, who's the writer, creator, and producers, came in, and then I went to the studio, which is Touchstone, and then I went to the network, which is Lifetime. And so after all of those auditions and they called me up, and they told me that I got it, and it was I mean, I was driving my car in L.A., which in and of itself is a dangerous thing.
That is.
So they told me while I was driving in my car on the street, and all of a sudden they hear in the background, like, beep, beep. All around, and they were like, "Are you in your car driving?" And I was like, "Yes." And they're like, "Maybe you might want to pull over." So I pulled over, but it was just because I really, you know, this is really my first thing. So to me, it was just the most amazing news that I'd ever heard, and I was kind of walking through a dream through the whole thing, and then to have it actually come to be, you know. My part was just like, oh my God, I can't believe this is real. So that's how it was. And then we shot the pilot in Charleston for 3 weeks in October of last year. And then we had to wait until Christmas until Lifetime officially announced that they were going to pick up the entire series. And that's when we went back to Charleston in February to shoot the whole series.
Well, congratulations again, because, I mean, seriously, and it's not just that the wives talk about you and we're so excited about you. They absolutely always use the same word, and that's favorite. You are their favorite across the screen. We love all the other characters and all the other women that are on there,
yes,
but you are always the favorite. I mean, that's all we heard all week long talking about you coming on the show is all these wives going, oh, she's my favorite. I can't wait to hear her.
That is so great, and thank you, and thank all of them who are listening right now. That just means the world to me, so thank you. And I got a really great opportunity. So she's written as a great character, and I have so much fun playing her. So.
Well, you do a great job.
Thank you.
You really do. So have you met Tanya Beyond? That was one of my questions, too. She was here a few weeks ago. She's the girl, the lady, I should say.
I know exactly who she is. I have never met her, but she talks to Catherine Fugier, who's the writer, and Marshall, who's one of the producers. She talks to them often because she's kind of like a consultant for the show. And from them, I've heard that she is just the smartest, most wonderful woman, and we owe a lot of what we're doing to her. You know, our show is loosely based on her book, and she does have a working relationship with the show, so she's fabulous.
Yeah, she was here a couple of weeks ago, and she was, she's so down to earth, you know.
So down to earth.
I mean, you know, all this, you know, success or notoriety or whatever term you want to use that's come to her, she's just really like, she was sort of like when we had Sarah Smiley on, who's another mm-hmm. military spouse author who has had some really phenomenal success, and they were both so down to earth, and we appreciated that so much because you never know.
Yeah.
You know, how people are going to be. And so, yeah, I think she's just fantastic and a great inspiration.
She is. She really, really is. And her book is so phenomenal. Like, I mean, I read it before we even started shooting the pilot, and it is so moving and just, I mean, it's captivating in a way that I hope that the show is too. And it's just wonderful. And she's so, so smart and, you know, it just has her finger on the pulse of like what it is about all of these stories that makes them important to tell.
Well, I have another message coming through right now. And this is of course a very important one to these ladies. Katie again wants to know, do you like working with the other actors, mainly Drew Fuller? Because he is very...
I was waiting for somebody to ask about that.
Yes, she says he is very cute. And yes, Katie, we have time. She goes, if there's time, because she's a big Drew fan. So
mm-hmm.
she just wants to know what it's like working with him. Is he really that cute?
Drew is really that cute in person. What he looks like on screen is exactly what he looks like in person. And, you know, as women, we get called in for hair and makeup, you know, before we shoot for like an hour and a half, I would say. Drew rolls in like 20 minutes before we call. He gets like touched up for like 3 seconds and then he's ready to go.
Wow.
I wouldn't like sharing a bathroom with him.
No, he's just in and out. But he's fabulous, and he and I have an amazing working relationship and a great relationship off screen too. And we just get along and kind of poke fun at each other and tease each other. And it really is, I think, the reason why Roxy and Trevor are such a great couple is because the two of us as people, you know, as Sally and Drew, we just have so much fun together. And, you know, there's none of that actory crap that happens sometimes between co-stars. And, you know, the reason why it's fun to watch is because it's fun for us to do. So he's fabulous. He's adorable. I understand everyone's crush on him.
you just increased it a little bit, I think, for some of these girls.
I'm sure I did. And I'll tell you, Drew's going to call me after this and be like, "Hey, thanks for the plug."
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're hoping to get up there at Teach Carlson and do maybe an impromptu live interview with some of the actors, including you, if you'll be there. So we might have to wait to the next season and next filming session.
It just got picked up for a second season.
Yes.
True, it did.
Congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you to everybody who's listening and who watches, because we wouldn't have been picked up for a second season if it wasn't for all of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you, because we get to come back and do it again, and we get more episodes to do it. So that's even better. We shot 13 for this first season, and we're picked up for 18 for the second. So that's a huge vote of confidence, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I just want you to know that I jumped at the chance. Wendy mentioned it, and I said, "I'll go." I lived in Charleston for a couple of years. I'm actually very familiar with the base and where you guys are filming at, and I'm excited to come see it. So I said, "I'll go. I'll go do all the
dirty
work. I'll go take people to lunch. I will sit in the air conditioning. I will sit on set. I will have my picture taken personally with Drew if he will have me. I will do it all." So I just want you to know, yes, I will make that sacrifice for all these, you know, viewers and listeners that we have. I just want you to know, girls, that I will do it.
I'm sure they really appreciate that.
I am sure they do. Yes.
Yes.
Terrible, but, you know, it's all worth it for them.
They appreciate that you're going to step forward and really take on that burden.
Yes.
You're shouldering it all yourself.
Yes, yeah. And I don't want all you girls there volunteering to help me carry things and all that stuff. It's not necessary. I'm going to be just fine. I think that, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a question come through on my AOL. And the question's about, romantic bedroom scenes.
Yeah.
Have they asked you, because there's been some racy ones, but yours really haven't been as racy. Like last week's was pretty racy.
That
was rated R racy.
No.
If my husband would have been deployed, I mean, I wouldn't have needed anything else. I just would have, I mean, that was more than I could handle.
I know.
It was,
well, I think that was the raciest. Definitely.
It was the
by
raciest.
Far.
So
when they actually showed undergarments coming off, that's a little, wow.
Yeah. So the question is,
I want to say to Lifetime, it's okay. You don't have to be that racy. I don't think
you don't have to be? You don't like it?
That was a little much for me, but I'm a little.
This is where Wendy and I disagree. I loved it. And you know what? I understand why sex sells, and you know, that's the bottom line. You know,
it
they got ratings.
It is after 9 p.m. I get it. Okay, so my question is, sorry, have they asked you to do a similar scene? And have you had to turn anything down, or have you, has it not, that was the question.
No, they haven't asked me or anyone else to do a similar scene. I was actually surprised at how racy it was, although I had heard from everyone involved that, who was there, that it was very racy. That was a very particular case. That was something that was important to be shown for that scene and for Roland as the character in particular, because it was really the first time that we've seen Roland be assertive. You know, because he is the
passive aggressive
Joan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's really kind of taken a back seat when Joan was being very sexually aggressive. And so this was kind of a turning point for his character, which was, really channeling that male aggression, which I think was more, you know, it came out sexually because I think for a very long time he'd been dominated by Joan sexually. And this opportunity to switch it around. You know,
I like how she makes it sound, you know, reasonable.
Okay.
I like how you just put Wendy in her place. I would like to have you on a lot more, because I've been trying to do that for years.
Well, I didn't mean to burn up like
Well, just so that you didn't have that you gave it a reason. I love that.
Yeah, well, there is a reason, and also no, I have never been asked, and I don't know if I would have fared as well as Sterling did, because the two of them did an amazing job, and I'll tell you,
it was amazing.
Bedroom scenes are not sexy when you're doing them.
Absolutely no.
They are not sexy. So it is really, it's kind of humiliating. It takes big ones. Let me just say that. So,
yes.
It takes big ones. Oh, we're going to
lose Wendy.
Come
back to us, Wendy.
I'm back.
Okay. Well, you know, speaking of favorites, what is your favorite quote of Roxy, of her character? What's one of her favorite? Because, I mean, one of my favorites is open mouth and in shoe store, which I think she said,
yeah.
Didn't she?
I love that.
Not foot, not shoe store, and I thought that was very appropriate.
Yes, yeah.
So what is it, do you have a favorite quote or line or moment of hers?
You know, it's funny, whenever I'm interviewed and someone asks me what my favorite line is, I'm always like, oh, God, I have no idea. And then as soon as I get on the phone, I'm like, oh, I totally should have said that other one. I think one of them, because I'm from the North, so I'm not from the South, so I think that the more Southern the phrases are, the more I love them. Like, at one point she said something like, it's hotter than the gates of hell, or something.
Uh-huh.
It was just, meaning, like, it was just hot outside. Like, she just goes, oh, it's hotter than the gates of hell out here. I love her little, like, oh, I did. I do have one favorite. I just thought of it, and I'm so glad I thought of this now and not later. When she has the when Roxy has the confrontation with Marilyn.
Yes.
And Marilyn says something like, "I know I haven't treated you or I haven't treated Pamela well, or I haven't been nice to her, or whatever." And Roxy says, "You know, let's just be clear about something. You weren't mean to her. You've been a bitch to her." And it's the only time that anyone just says, am I allowed to say bitch? Is that okay?
That, you're
I'm
fine.
Twice
you're
now,
fine.
So hopefully I am. But it's really the only time, you know, it's the first time that anyone confronts her. And she really has been. And so I think that, you know, when I watched that episode, I was like, yeah, tell her. So that's always fun. It's always fun to, you know, go out and say exactly what you mean and say what a lot of people have wanted to say to her, you know?
Well, yeah, and trust me, and whether you're a civilian or your military spouse, everybody has had that kind of person in your life, you know, someone, you know, that just hasn't been that nice to you, and especially with women in general. Having a group of women together can always be a dangerous thing.
Totally. I grew up going to an all-girls school. I know exactly what
that's
like.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
So you've been wanting
girls.
To say that a long time, haven't you?
I behind that line was my feelings towards like at least three girls that I can remember from growing up. So I almost wanted to look at the camera and be like, "That's for you," and name their name.
I love that. Well, I want to interrupt real quick and just remind everyone that you're listening to The Subwives on Navy Wife Radio, and today we're talking to Sally Pressman, who plays the character Roxy on Lifetime TV's Army Wives. If you could just hang out for a minute, Sally, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Sure, you got it.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio.
This is ET1, Pat Rabby, the creator of Hey Shipwreck, and you're listening to Wendy and Marie on Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're listening to Navy Wife Radio, and we're here with Sally Pressman, who plays the actress who plays Roxy on Army Wives.
She plays an actress.
She is an actress.
I wanted to
ask
thing.
You. I know I'm not very good at talking, reading, and IMing.
You know what? I'm so impressed with what you guys are doing. I know that you're doing like four things at once. So congratulations. You're like the queen of the multitasker.
Oh, I like her. We are so going to have her back.
Yes. Well, I wanted to ask you because Sally, the music that's on the show,
yeah.
Army Wives.
Mm-hmm.
We love the music, and
yes.
I'm just wondering how you feel about that. And then I think Thomas is going to be calling in, who wrote "Is This Love?" in just a minute, and then we're going to take his call real quick. But what do you think about the music that they found for the show?
I think, I mean, the songs, when you can actually hear a song, I mean, like, Thomas's song is pretty much like the theme song for our show. Anywhere you go, that's what's playing. I absolutely just so passionately love that song. And there are, you know, I have in my car right now a CD of the soundtrack of the first episode that I still just play. Which is like, you know, something that someone in production compiled, which is like all the songs that were in the background of the first episode. And I play it, and it's amazing. And I think that they're doing such a great job, because a lot of times on Lifetime, you know, the music will just be kind of like zappy piano music in the background.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
But I really think that they're working very hard on our show to put in really poignant, touching, emotional songs, kind of like what goes on in the background of Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
And Grey's Anatomy is produced by the same people that produce our show. So it's just each, you know, the songs really highlight the emotion that's going on in the scene that you're watching at that time. And it's funny. Sometimes, like, this is a little actory secret, but sometimes right before I'm about to do a really difficult scene, like an emotional scene, in my trailer, I'll have my computer and I'll put on one of the songs from the show that has, like, evoked that emotion for me. And so it kind of just gets me in the mood of this is what we're trying to convey in this scene. This is what it will probably be playing in the background or something like this. So I think the music is so important for watching the show and for really just getting across what the feeling is.
And to think we spend months at a time trying to avoid those songs, Wendy.
I know.
We do months out of our year when it hasn't been deployed. That song comes on the radio and we're like, oh, crap. We have to quickly change
really?
It. Oh, well, different songs. You know, songs trigger emotions.
Yes.
So
yes.
Speaking of that, we have, I think.
Yes. I think Thomas is calling in. I'm so excited. So, Sally, can you hang on the line with us and talk to him?
Of course, of course.
Okay. All right. Thomas, Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm standing in the middle of a field here in Putney, Vermont. Just the moonlight and the stars up here, because this is the only place where I get good cell phone reception.
Well, we're glad it's good weather for you.
Oh, it's beautiful out here tonight. We had an awesome day, too. But it's been fun just listening to you guys on this show. And Sally, you're great. You do such a great job on that show. And
thank you.
I've told a lot of people, you know, about this, that I was going to be calling in tonight and you were going to be on the show, and most of them said, oh, she's my favorite. You know, they just love your character. And I was really curious because I didn't really know that much about you, but, you know, you do play someone from the South, and I was wondering if that was something you were acting or something you were really part of. You do a great job at that, and I'm impressed.
Thank you, because you've been listening, and you're like, where's her Southern accent? What the heck?
Well, I heard you talking about it. You do a great job, and I'm one of those people who gets emotional when I watch the shows, too. It's embarrassing, but, you know, I totally get sucked in. And
oh, that's so great.
I love the show.
Well,
women love sensitive
like
men.
Yeah, we do love that. And I guess this is like the Mutual Admiration Society, because your song is just so unreal. It's just unbelievable. And
it's beautiful.
Speaking of being emotional, like it literally almost brings me to tears every time I've listened to it. And I would say that I've now listened to it probably like 100 times. No question.
Well, it really touches me to hear that. And I've been getting a lot of responses like that on the internet, on my MySpace page and on my CD Baby page, where you can buy the CD. And there was like one girl who said she was having a bad day and just drove out in the middle of the desert and sat on her car and listened to the song 40 times and
wow.
Made her feel better. And
oh my gosh, how great is that?
It is. It's awesome. And it makes my day to hear that stuff. And I pretty much respond to every email anybody sends me. So I love it when people let me know how they feel, you know.
Well, what is the inspiration that you got for this song? How did you write this song?
That was just something. That was a piece of music that I sort of had for a long time, and you know, it's such a quiet piece that it just sort of sat there for a while, and I knew I loved it, and I loved something about it, but it wasn't one of those things that jumps out at you, and it just sort of creeps up on you, and eventually that lyric just kind of came out of nowhere, and I realized how great it was, and I was in a wonderful relationship at the time, so, you know, it always reflects something about what's going on in your life, whether it's something that is happening or something that you wish would happen or anything, you know. It's a reflection of reality and hopes and dreams.
It's so great. It's so, I mean, great doesn't really even capture it. It's just amazing. So amazing. And anything and everything that you could be feeling, I think that we as listeners pick up on. Like you just said, it's such a quiet little song. I just think, I mean, I don't know if you all agree with me, but I just think it's such a huge, powerful song.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I mean, I remember like the first night when the show was over, I'm like, Marie, what did you think about that song?
I know.
And
I was
like,
back
where
my...
can we get it? And we were, and so that started the whole process of, do you think we could get somebody from the Army Wives cast to come on the show? And do you think we could get the guy who wrote the song? And we're like, no, that would never happen.
And then there's me. That's Wendy's thought. My thought is just ask. I was like, well, of course you can.
So here we are. So this is awesome. And I want to tell everyone, too, that's listening, our phone number one more time. If you want to call in, it's 646-652-4629. And our instant message name is Navy Wife Radio, and that's on Yahoo and America Online. So send us a message.
Oh, and we have one right now for Thomas, and they want to know where they can buy your CD.
Oh, well, right now it's only for sale on CDBaby.com, which is independent, or it's a site that sells CDs for independent artists.
So that's CDBaby, B-A-B-Y?
Yeah. And you can look it up under Thomas Anderson, and there it is This Love. And they do a great job over there, and they're taking care of business for me, and it's a good site. And also, while I'm on the phone, I just want to thank everybody out there who's listening, who's dug the tune, because, you know, so far I've heard from people online, but I haven't really been able to talk to anybody in the media or anything like this before, so... I just want to say thanks, and thanks to you guys for putting me on the show.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And you can get it on iTunes, right? I think you told me that before. It's released on iTunes?
Yep, it's on iTunes now, and it's on that CD, and then you can always just go to my MySpace page and listen to it online, too. Shoot me an email, whatever.
Okay, what's your MySpace page?
It's myspace.com, Thomas Anderson Music.
Thomas Anderson Music. Okay, and everyone who's listening, we'll post that on our website. I think that we already have a link to the iTunes, or to the website, to your website, Tom. We already have that up on our website, so we'll add the MySpace link, because I don't think we have that. But
yes, I wrote it down.
We'll be adding that coming up, because this show, it's available in the archives once we finish recording, and... because people download it to their iPod and they listen later from their computer. And so everyone who's listening, you know, from the archives, by the time you listen to this, it'll be up on our website.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, thank you, Thomas, for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you so much. It was my pleasure, and I love what's going on the show. And I heard they just got picked up for another season, so congratulations. And
thank you.
Best of luck to you, Sally, and everybody else on the show.
You too. You're fabulous and amazing, and thank you for contributing to our show. It made such a huge difference.
Well, it was my distinct pleasure. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.
Okay, thank you. You. Bye. Take care.
Bye.
How awesome
he's
is that?
Great. Oh, my gosh. Don't you just want to take him home? How cute is he?
He walked out into the middle of where he got reception. How?
Maxwell Field in Vermont.
And he's sensitive.
And he cries.
And if he's not in a relationship, he might be after this has been broadcast.
Yeah, and he said that he had been in a really good relationship, but he didn't say that he wasn't.
Yes, I know. We're women. We pick up on those things.
So,
he doesn't
ladies,
know what he just
all
said.
Those women who were fans of Drew Fuller, you've got another one on your list now.
I think they should go over to his MySpace page and to his website and email him.
We have to see his little picture, too, now. Do you want to see what matches that gorgeous voice?
Oh, yeah, it was a very strong voice.
Really, I know. I'm like about to go to my computer right now.
Yeah, I'm already
okay,
online.
Okay, so that
you...
brings me to the next question. So, Sally, you know,
we
tried to do a little bit of research, and so of course, if we dive into the too personal side, just stop us, you know. But we got to ask. So, are you married? Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend, but I am not married.
Okay.
He lives here in LA. He's also an actor, yeah, he's sensitive too. He cries, but he only cries at movies on airplanes.
Now wait a second, don't. I wouldn't go advertising that. I mean, you're away a lot. I wouldn't start telling everybody how amazing he is. We can skip to the next question.
Just skip it. Well, he wouldn't appreciate that very much, so I have to, you know, I have to say until Thomas Anderson calls me personally, I have to say that he's amazing. Just kidding. But he is great, and it's very hard to be away from him while I'm in Charleston. And I kind of think of it as my little connection to Army Wives and
there you go.
Wives. Yes, that I have to be away from my love as well for a lot of the year. I know it's nowhere near the same thing, but it's one way that I'm like, I'm gonna miss you when you go. So.
Yes, no, it's still the loneliness, the missing, you still get that part of it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of personal things, then, what is the most personal question you've ever been asked? I mean, do people now, are they recognizing you when you're walking down the street? Do you get a most commonly asked question?
Let's see, I was definitely recognized a lot in Charleston because it's so small and because everyone there is so in tune with the show because they're so excited that, you know, we're there. And
there's a lot of military bases in Charleston.
And yes, definitely. So that was Charleston. Then when you come back to L.A., it's a little bit different because, you know, everyone and their mother is an actor and they're more concerned with whether they're being noticed as opposed to, like, you and who you are. So it's different, but I'm shocked that, like, I would say once a day, at least once a day, someone recognizes me. And for that to be the case in LA, I think it's shocking. Like, here's a really funny, interesting story that maybe I shouldn't be telling, but I was in the drugstore the other night because I had a migraine and I had to go to this 24-hour drugstore to get some Advil because there was none.
Yeah,
and
we do that. Don't worry.
I had just paid for my Advil to make this migraine go away, and a transvestite stops me at the drugstore because this is like midnight, and I had needed to go to the drugstore.
Yeah, be careful.
Transvestite stopped me, and she was like, and she says, "I really love your show, and I love watching you." And I was like, well, thank you so much. That's so great. And she's like, your show is just so, so wonderful, and I really love what you're doing, so keep doing it. And that was wonderful, but it's just one of those stories where I came home and, you know, my boyfriend was here, and I was like, hey, a transvestite at the drugstore just said that she's a really big fan of mine. It's just one of those
things
you
never think
you're going to say. It's when you know you're a big fat star. When a transvestite at the drugstore says something.
Well, I'm just glad he or she does something else with his time. I mean, he watches your show.
That's right, exactly, and likes it.
Right.
Probably wasn't a military spouse.
I was going to ask if they were
a whole new audience.
Now, see, I was going to ask if he was mimicking any of her outfits because she has some pretty racy outfits on the show. But
oh God, do I ever! It's kind of the joke of the set. I'll come on set wearing this costume, and everyone will be like, "Come on, really?" I'm like, I don't know, I didn't pick it out.
Now, wait a second. Now, as real military wives, we can vouch. Honest to God, that there are women that wear those clothes. And not only do they wear them to homecoming.
Really?
We need to give you some real-life training. I think we need to adopt you.
I think so. And I also think, well, because this is the other thing, is that I've been told that there are tons of people writing in on, like, whatever the blog sites are that are like, no one dresses like her. Why doesn't someone?
Oh, that's a lie.
And, oh, yeah, that's not true.
That's a lie. We have seen it ourselves. If we could legally take cameras to our homecomings, we would take pictures of it, because Wendy and I take popcorn and snacks and drinks like it's a show. It is the craziest
thing.
When
you get the girl who stands next to you and says, is my skirt too short? Because, you know, I don't have any panties on.
Nothing better than that.
Yes. Oh, that's hilarious.
Or the
thin
Mickey Mouse T-shirt and without a bra on because it's it's her husband's favorite, you know, and the whole cut-off shorts with things hanging out. It's just not right. But, yes.
That's funny.
Inappropriate military wives.
Now.
In fact, I think yours are quite cute and coordinated. I think the women that I've seen haven't been color-coordinated.
You know.
I think so, too. I mean, you can always see my bra straps, but the bra straps will always match the outfit.
Well, you know, I've never noticed that, but I will pay attention.
Great. Now you're going to be like, geez, her bra straps really are very present. No.
Yeah.
I told her someone dressed like her, but no, in fact, no.
So what is your workout regimen? You know, we had Billy Blank, Tybo extraordinaire creator, on the show a couple days ago. We love him. We have a health corner on our website, and one of our big things is we're trying to be more healthy and get fit. And so do you have a workout regimen, or do you just normally?
I do. And I have to say, you know, in this business and in this town, you're surrounded by people who are like pin thin and are like, oh, well, I don't do anything. Like, I'm just like this. And I always promised myself that if anyone ever asked me this question, that I would be brutally honest. I work my little behind off because, you know, no one is naturally, you know, has a naturally fit body. Like, it just, unless you work at it, it just doesn't happen. So I definitely watch what I eat and stay away from fried stuff and sugars and stuff like that. And that's the first thing, is just making sure that you're putting things in your body that are healthy. And then the second thing is that I run. I love to run, and I love to just do tons and tons of activities.
Did she just say she loved to run?
Yep, she said.
I know. Isn't that so weird? Well, you know what the thing is?
When you're in shape, and when you run well, and it's fun when you're training.
Okay. You know what? I've been in shape. I've never ran well. I don't know what you're talking about.
You can actually
run
without.
Do you like the ellipse, though? Do you like the ellipse? Like the elliptical machine?
You know, I am not very graceful. And my husband will tell you, as a 5'10 woman, I fall a lot. So I can't get on any kind of machinery that actually makes that you have to be coordinated, you know, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, you know. Yes, my balance is completely off. That's what children do to you.
Well, I completely hear you. I actually was just with someone who had a baby 2 years ago, and I was like, Gina, I never even noticed that you had glasses. And she goes, I didn't have them before Gunner. apparently, having the baby, like, she lost her eyesight, not just to wear glasses. But anyway, I would just say, just, you know, I keep myself busy, and I try to move around. I also love something that I just started, Pilates.
Oh, I love Pilates.
I love Pilates. And if you can try and get into a place where they have the machines, not just a mat class.
Really?
The machines, they will freak you out, especially, you know, because you don't like machines and things that need coordination. They will freak you out, and it looks like a room of, like, a torture chamber.
I've seen the machines.
Swear to God. They're amazing. Amazing. And they will make you feel so good and so strong. So that's my new favorite. But you do have to do a little bit of walking or jogging along with the Pilates.
Well, Wendy, if you let me, if I get to be the correspondent up in Charleston, I want to meet up with Roxy and go do, or with, not Roxy, but
you
I want to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you get that a lot?
Me and Roxy. I'll bring Roxy along.
Okay. Well, I would like Sally and Roxy to, I would love to do Pilates with them over our interview. I would love to see this.
Totally. I think we should do that. So you make sure that happens because I would love to do it.
Hey, I'm only a couple hours away. I'll be there. You just tell me when.
Good.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That sounds awesome. And maybe we can get Drew to bring you, like, an ice-cold beverage.
Oh, there you go. No, I'm going to have to come now.
Oh, no. But wait a second. You were trying to talk me into going. Now, let's not argue in front of our guests.
Oh,
we'll
no.
just stick with our original plan. My husband already told me I can go. He says, take her. Go right ahead. He says, go for it.
Good. You got the okay from the hubby. That's
oh, yeah. He's you have to be relaxed, and you have to be very trusting in this kind of a marriage when you're living half a world apart, so...
Right, yes.
And he,
very
yeah,
true.
He has nothing to worry about. I'm not going anywhere. But Drew, he's welcome to bring me cold beverages shirtless. I would not.
He will not argue.
I wouldn't.
He
wouldn't
will.
Fight.
Trust me. He's a gentleman, and he knows how to. He knows how to please the women. Let me just say that.
Love that.
Well, can you share with us any you know. Sneak peeks that are coming up in the upcoming.
Oh, you had to ask that, didn't you?
No.
Sneak peek.
She's probably can't, but, you know.
I can.
Roxy. Roxy's not going to, she's not going to cheat on him. Everyone seems to be kind of.
Everyone's toying with that, but no. No, absolutely not. That will
she can't. We won't. We can't talk to you if you do that.
I know. It absolutely will not happen. Trust me. I'm trying to think. Well, as it was just, as we just saw at the very end of the last episode, Trevor doesn't need surgery now, so he's going to be training and then deploying.
Yeah.
So that's on the horizon, and that's a kind of big thing, because up until now, they've kind of dodged that bullet, or Roxy dodged the bullet because he was injured and, you know, couldn't train. So he was safe at home, but now that's not the case anymore. So that's the biggest thing. And then all I want to say to anyone and everyone who's watching and listening right now, the season finale is going to blow your socks off.
Ooh.
Really? I'm getting goosebumps already.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. It's the most, it is so emotional and it's a cliffhanger. So,
Wendy just
get
gasped.
Ready.
Wait, why don't you live closer so we can watch it together and have a
wait, okay, she needs to hear how this whole military wife thing works. You moved away.
I know.
Why don't I live closer? She moved away from me, Sally. She did. She just left
me.
That's what happens with those military wives.
Right, but she didn't do it on purpose. She did it because she had to, right?
We'd like to think that.
She put in a request. If you could get me far, far away from here, that would be fabulous.
Yes, so we won't be having our party, Wendy, for the season
finale.
On the phone
or something. Maybe we can webcam.
We could do speakerphone.
There you go. As long as you've got the popcorn and maybe like a little wine or something, then you're
yes.
fine.
So as you can see, Wendy is my Pamela, but who is your Pamela in real life?
Who is my? I don't have a Pamela. I have to say that if I were to pick a person, it would be my mom.
Oh,
my mom awesome. Is my Pamela.
So your mom.
I wish
not
my
like
mom were listening because she would love that. Because she would absolutely.
Well,
love
you know,
that.
This is going to be archived, so she can go on to our website and be able to listen to it over and over and over again.
She can hear me say that over and over again.
So go ahead, tell your
great.
Mom again how wonderful she is.
Mom, you're wonderful. You're my best friend. I love you.
Oh, I just want you to know that we could try to clip that, and we could just send it to her in email format over and over again. That would be the best Mother's Day ever.
Wouldn't it? Just loop it over and over and over again.
Well, Katie again is on here, and she wants to know when the next season starts. Do you have a start date?
We start shooting, I think, in November, and then I think it would air in February. So we'll be,
ooh.
I think it ends... Like the last, I think we air the last week in August, I believe, is the last time we air for this season, and then the second season will start again in February.
Now, will you still be filming into January, February timeframe?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be there from November until June. So we'll be there for like 7 months. So you got 7 months to plan a time to come down and do some Pilates and have a drink with Drew.
Well, we're losing our live feed right now, but we just wanted everyone to know that you've been listening to the Subwives on Navy Wife Radio, and they will be able to continue listening to our conversation in the archives for the full segment. So thanks, everybody that's been our live listeners, and they will be able to hear the show in its entirety through the archives. So, and now, speaking of January, February, Wendy, that just happens to be next year. Both of our husbands will be deployed. So we could take a girls' trip to Charleston. I just want
to. You should.
And we actually have two of my best friends still live in Charleston, so we need to get back up there.
I think you guys should. And you know what? I could probably, I probably very easily work out if you guys wanted to be on set and actually in the show. Like in the.
We'd be extra.
Gosh, that's what I'm saying. That would probably be very easy to arrange.
That would
I think
be amazing.
We'd love to have you guys if you wanted to do that.
That would be amazing. I just want to interject real quick. Our live is going to drop off. Thanks, everyone, again, for listening to us live. We're going
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're in the after the show officially.
Yeah, we call this our after the show, kind of like Oprah has an after the show.
Uh-huh.
I think her after the show is much more popular.
Party.
Yeah,
this is the after party.
This is the after party, so we ask that you put on your slippers, you know, grab that glass of wine. And we do our own after show. But, Wendy, we're actually military spouses. We could play the whole thing very well, walking, you know, in the background.
Totally. Well, I have no idea what will happen in the next season.
I don't care.
What will be going on. But I think we can definitely arrange that. So keep in touch with me, and I'm sure I can do that for you.
That would be awesome. We'll go and get you a drink of water.
You don't need to do that. You need to hang out and have fun and look cool.
Forget that. I want to be the crazy neighbor that you hear in the middle of the night, you know, with their bed against your bedroom wall or something like that. I mean, that's what I remember, you know, being in base housing was like. So that's what I want to be.
Interesting. Well, I'll pass that on to the writer. I'll see what she has to say about that.
Well, the whole, you know, living in housing thing was always just that it was a privacy issue, so that you loved your neighbors, you loved that you were surrounded by people that were in the same situation as you, but you didn't always have the same private, you know, as much privacy as you would have appreciated.
Right.
So, like, when I would go in to turn on the sink in the bathroom in the morning or flush the toilet or turn on the shower, I could hear my neighbor. That just happened that those walls were against each other. They were townhomes.
Uh-oh.
So I could hear them, and you could literally knock on the wall and say good morning.
Wow. Like, it was just like paper-thin walls.
Yes. So you heard everything, and there was only one, you can imagine, only one wall that the bed fit up against, and it was, of course, the same wall, and it wasn't always a good thing.
That's like college.
You know,
the way college was.
No, wait a second. You just
You're
told
like,
mom you loved her.
Man.
Don't ruin the image.
This is true.
It wasn't college.
So.
You're supposed to say, it was my roommate.
It was my roommate, Mom, not me. Gosh. I'm still a virgin. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we should probably start wrapping up. We've kind of tipped you over, and we appreciate your being so gracious to stick with us. But we were having too much fun. The time just flew.
I had a great time, and thank you guys so much for having me on. That was just so much fun.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've been known for being kind of unconventional. People sometimes being on
terrific.
The show. We just being unprofessional and unorganized.
I call it being fun.
Yes, that's our word, fun. We are professional. We're somewhat organized, aren't we, Wendy?
Well,
of course you are.
Yes, we got this far. We're doing okay. So we'll be in touch with you.
Definitely.
Weekend, and you know, we invite you to come back on the show anytime.
I agree. Just let me know when, because I would love to anytime.
Oh, that's awesome. I also want to tell everybody the website for the TV show. You can go to lifetimetv.com. And you can click on Army Wives, and from there they can watch clips, they can watch videos with interviews with real Army Wives, they can read a blog. Tanya has a blog she writes over there with Tara from Army Wife Talk Radio, and a couple of other Army Wives. It's really cool. They have a blog, and they talk about different topics. So I invite everyone to go over there and do that, and then there's bios for all the cast. If you haven't seen those are fun too. And yeah, it's a great website. There's all kinds of stuff over there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again.
Well, thank you so much.
And let me know when you guys want to come for season two, because we would love to have you.
Oh, we're completely serious. We'll be there.
Yes,
we'll be right there we'll probably come with our camping chairs and our popcorn and, you know.
We'll grab Tara and we'll just go up there with her and her new baby. And,
great.
Yeah, we would have so much fun.
We would have a lot of fun.
I agree with you. I think it'll be awesome. I think it'll be awesome. Thank you guys again.
Well, thank you for coming, and thanks so much. And if you guys ever need any more military wives, you know, input, and we'd be, yeah, we're there. We'll come tell you.
You got it. I'll let Catherine know. Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
have a great
thanks,
night. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've been talking to Sally Pressman, who plays Roxy on the smash hit Army Wives on Lifetime TV. Wow, Marie, that was awesome, wasn't it?
If you ever break up with me, I'm going to make her my best friend.
Oh, she's so down to earth.
Oh, I just love her. She's got a great sense of humor. And you know what? I couldn't just help but want to giggle when I heard her voice, because she has such a distinctive voice, and I love her voice. And just to hear her, you know, talking like she does on the show, it's funny that way, because some people do. They alter their voice a little bit. They talk differently. But she really sounds just like her. So I love that. She sounds just like Roxy. She should wear a T-shirt that just says Roxy on it.
Roxy. And, gosh, well, I'm so, you know, we had great input on the show. Thanks to everybody who sent an IM or a comment. I loved it when we have lots of interaction. That was fun, huh?
Oh, yeah, I love it, too. And I'm just glad we made everyone happy and got to answer all their questions. Did you get all your questions answered?
I did. And, Eric, I didn't put his comments. I didn't share that. I mean,
you're telling me Eric was commenting?
He was behaving, though. He said he was... he said we sounded great. He was listening from work. So thanks, Eric, for saying hi. Eric is from The Sub Report, who also sponsors our show, thesubreport.com. So.
Yes, thanks, Eric. And head on over to The Sub Report. They've always got the latest and greatest stuff up there.
Yes. I wanted to tell everyone what's coming up on our next two shows, because we have a lot. We still have a lot of summer stuff going on. In September, things will kind of slow down, I think. Well, we'll just take a break from having so many guests.
I hope so, because then the holidays come after that.
And then I'm hoping, like, maybe those shows we can invite, you know, some of our regular bloggers over there on the site or commenters to call into the show and have.
Yes, that would be great.
Girl chat. Wouldn't that be fun?
Girl chat, and then we of course have our October event that we're planning, and then we also I think this should be our girls trip that we plan.
Oh my gosh!
And how generous of that was that of her to
really
offer?
Yes.
Because she doesn't have to do that. We just stand at the gate and peek in.
I mean,
she doesn't realize this, but we'd be just as excited about going to Charleston and pushing our little faces up against the chain link fence around the base and just going, oh, I think we saw someone, you know.
I think we saw a camera.
Yeah, that's what we're good for. We're good at, so.
Yeah, so that was so nice. Thank you, Sally. That was nice. I just think that, you know, what does Billy Blank say? Don't believe, just know that it'll happen. Right?
Yes, and I have to say that
Billy Blanks, isn't that awesome too?
I have to break something to you though about tonight's show.
What?
You kept saying the word try. I was gonna say something.
Really? You should have said something.
Well, you know, we didn't have time to explain it to Sally, so I didn't know if I wanted to go there, but everybody
blamed me.
You were quick. I mean, try is a very small and weak word. So I don't know if I said it, but I realized that when you said it, I went, oh! So I don't know if everybody heard me gasp.
Everyone who's listening, if you haven't listened to our Billy Blanks show, he has a great message to the military spouse. You have to listen to it.
Yes.
It was on the 24th of July. Pull it from the archives.
And it has
and
to do with...
he really tells us, he really says, you know, don't use the word try, like I'm going to try and work out today, I'm going to try and eat better, that... just remove the word try. Kind of like...
He says he removed it from his life over 10 years ago. And he says that if he walks into some place, like he gave the example into a bank and he was asking for a loan and they turned to him and said, well, we'll try to get you that loan, he says he'll walk out. Because he says they're obviously not going to do whatever they are going... You know, they're not going to make it possible. They're not going to. So he leaves. And I just think that that's really powerful to say that the word try... I'm going to try to help you. That would be, you know, if Wendy asked something of me and I said, oh, yeah, Wendy, I'll try, versus, you know, I will do it, you know, it's a big difference.
Yeah, and there's that, there's a really big quote that came from, you know, the character Yoda in Star Wars. It's like something like, do or do not try. You know what I'm talking, you hear it, it's like do
yes.
or do not, there is no try.
Yes. In fact, I could probably go ask my son.
Yeah,
and quote
it's
it,
do or
but,
do not,
you know.
There is no try. And Yoda said that, you know, and I totally agree. I think I need to stop using the word try. It's like a habit. If you
yeah.
don't recognize yourself. Today.
Well, no, I probably said it during the show, too, and maybe we can start asking other people, you know, that are listening. Start IMing us when we say it. Because
we're
I think that
do
is
it.
Something.
Billy Blanks, he said, don't say the word try.
Yeah, so we're going to do it. We're committing to that. We want to take the word try out of our lives. What, you know, and we really believe it's going to make a difference. So maybe, you know, I shouldn't say maybe. It's going to make a difference.
That's right.
It's
maybe
going to make a difference.
Try. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, so on July 31st, which is our next show, Tuesday at 9 p.m., we have the infamous Pat Rabbi coming on. The creator of Hey Shipwreck. And he tells me this isn't his season finale. He says it's the prelude to the season finale.
Oh, so it's going to be like a cliffhanger?
So we're going to get some exclusive, but it's not the finale, which is fine. I'm like, okay. But he's really excited about it. So he's coming on the show next Tuesday. And ladies, Hey Shipwreck, you can go to tubedays.com. Or click on, you know, our website, submarinewife.com, and just search for videos.
I have one thing to say about this.
You have to watch those if you haven't seen them.
If you haven't seen them, go watch them. And there's even one on there. If you've listened to our shows and you've heard us on our archive segments and you've heard us talking to him in our past one, you'll see that then later on he did a show very similar to what we were talking about. And also I have one thing to say to Pat. I will love his season finale as long as it doesn't have to do with Navy wives on a radio show. you know, wives that don't have anything better to do, they just sit on the phone and talk all day.
Oh,
if he goes there, it's going to be war.
That's going to be tough.
Tough. It's going to be. We're going to make up our own comics strips and show or something.
Gosh, don't even say that. He'll have something. Like
oh, I know he will. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead. I'm just saying, open the door if you want, Pat. That's what. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just open the door, Pat, if you want to. It's just at your own risk.
So he was like, it's been a while since he's been on our show, and he's like the first person that we actually had such a, I mean, like his show's been downloaded like almost, it's like close to 600 times. It's a phenomenal number.
It just keeps growing. It's never, you know, some shows stop out, you know, that, you know, our normal listening group gets into, and we know about what that is, but no, his number keeps growing.
So yeah, so he's coming, so don't miss that. That's next Tuesday, the 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern. And have your husband listen with you, and you guys can call in and ask your question or share your comment. I mean, he's had, like, emails from the past, Nick Bahn. He's, like, famous in the submarine world. So
even in the fleet itself. I mean,
in the fleet itself, yes. Because, yes.
I'm just going to – I haven't decided if I'm going to tell my husband that he's going to be on our show because I really don't want my husband calling – from the other room while we're doing the show on his cell phone, trying to be obnoxious.
He might.
Well, we're just going to be kind of quiet about it. So the husband doesn't know he's going to be on the show yet. So if Pat hears this, don't email my husband.
Okay, so he's coming. And then next, on August 7th, this is actually a really big show for us. Third Day's Brad Avery is going to be here with his friend Scott Thomas, and they wrote a song, like a tribute song to the troops.
Yes.
And it's called Thank You, and it's amazing. It's an amazing song.
Yes, I have heard many, many of the tribute songs, especially after 9/11, and I have to say that this is my favorite so far.
Well, you know, if you know, people know the name Third Day because they're a huge, you know, Christian rock band.
But even if they don't know that they're a Christian rock band, they are played on all the biggest hit channels right now, all the most current, newest, whatever, top of the charts. So you might not even know that they're a Christian rock band. They're just a great rock band. But, yes, they are a Christian rock band, and a lot of people might not know that.
So it's a pretty phenomenal, you know, for these two to take the time to write a song to say thank you to the troops. I mean, it's just...
it obviously was important to them, and that's what means so much to us.
And the story goes that Scott was riding on an airplane, and he was next to a soldier that was coming home on leave from Fallujah, and just was so touched by his story that it inspired the song. So they're coming on to talk about the song, and when you download the song from iTunes, the proceeds go to helping wounded soldiers. So it's a great cause, and you can go to our site, submarinewife.com, and we have the link over to their MySpace page.
So buy the song.
So you can buy the song. It's, you know, like $1.10 or something like that. I don't. I think it's on iTunes, but I know you can download it from their MySpace page for sure. So go there and check that out. And they'll be here August 7th. So we're excited about that. The time, we're not sure yet. It might be a daytime show, so just be prepared for that. And then on August 14th, we have the military spouse coach, Krista Wells. She'll be here, and she... in my Military Spouse magazine, they have a great article in there that she wrote. So if you have that magazine, you can read it. It's the August issue, and it's Krista Wells, and she has a website, militaryspousecoach.com, so you can check that out ahead of time. So that's a great resource. So that's what we have coming up in the next 3 weeks. We're, like, busy.
I have to say that I think we're making time go by a little bit faster than it should, though. We've been so busy. Time is just flying by.
I know.
We need to stay this busy when our husbands are deployed. That's all I have to say. We better not we better not slow down only when they leave. That might not be a good thing.
Well, I'm just glad Well, it's kind of like the two things. Like, it's good to be busy, but then at some point, I don't know. But I'm excited. I'm excited for all these people that are coming on.
Can we have Roxy on once a month?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Just once a month. If you
could... need some Roxy-isms.
Oh, my gosh. If you want, I would be happy to take notes. They're the funniest things. But one of the things we'll have to do...
Just, like, find out if that's a copyright thing, if we could just play a little clip. This is our favorite Roxy clip of the week.
Yes, where she's yelling at someone. Oh, my gosh. Well, also we have to do is we're going to have to email Roxy and thank her again and ask her if she'll do some sound bites for our show, because she, I mean, she is our favorite, and she is all the wives' favorites. So we have to do what all the, you know, our listeners want, Wendy. So are we being a little selfish? Because it's so what we want.
You know, she's, yes, awesome. So, yeah, we need to start saying goodbye. It's already time.
Yes, time.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to Sally Pressman for coming on our show and taking time out of her busy schedule, and to Thomas Anderson for coming in and calling. Wasn't that awesome?
Yes.
He called in, too. So, yeah.
Well, he took the time to do that and to find a signal, like he said. I think that just meant a lot to us.
Yeah, so we'll put the link to the Army Wives website on submarinewife.com, and we also have the link up for Thomas's song, Is This Love? So you can download that on iTunes today, and that song will actually take us out today of our show. That song will take us out. So
okay, well, let's say goodbye, and this show is being sponsored by thesubreport.com, your daily source of submarine news and events. Head on over today to www.thesubreport.com. And our disclaimer is we are not part of any official government agency, the Department of the Navy, or Department of Defense. The views and opinions expressed here are our own and do not reflect official Navy policy. Any advice we give is strictly the author's. Should you require professional counseling, please seek a qualified professional. So,
yes.
Don't look to us or even Sally.
Right, exactly.
We can't help you.
Yes, we're just here to have fun. We're not here to
fun.
Counsel.
That's the word.
Okay, well, bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to our show. If you haven't already subscribed to the feed for your iPod, do that. That way when a new episode comes, it'll automatically come to your iPod. And thanks, Marie.
Well, thanks, Wendy.
It was fun. You've been listening to The Subwives on Navy Wife Radio. Go underway with us at submarinewife.com.
Good night.
About you. Baby, lately, when I'm all alone, it's just about the only thing I do. And when I close my eyes in a dream, baby, you are who I see. And when I wake up and